Just like Buddy said, we do not know what tomorrow holds or brings. But we do know, or let me rephrase that. If you don't know, you need to get to know. But if you know Christ, your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, you know where you're going. And we got to talk about that confidence that we have to have, that we know whenever God calls us home, however that may be, and that when it might be, that we're good to go. We need to be ready for that. Ironically, he gave us something to do, though, while we're here. And we're going to touch on that a little bit. And I know I preached it and said it before, but we're going to take a little different angle from it today. I told OC, I should have told y'all. Now, this is coming from God now. I didn't choose this. But I told OC, I should have let y'all know to wear your steel-toed boots today. Because we're going to be in the book of James. The book of James. Chapter 1. 22-25. Mason, would you go in my office and get my readers, please? Thank you. I think we can read the scripture, though. Y'all there? Oh, chapter 1, verses 22-25. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. Thank you, sir. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Dear Father, just take these few minutes, Lord, just break these words down that you gave us. Just open our minds and hearts, and we receive it and do it, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So I'm going to make this kind of simple. So we got the word of the Lord. We got instructions from him, right? And then we got the owner's manual on what to do. Now we're going to take it and we're going to do something with it. And while we're doing that something, and we'll get to that, we're going to continue. As long as we're here on this earth, we need to continue. It's a process. Christianity ain't a one and done. Lord, I love you. Baptize me. I'm going to heaven. Okay? That's the start. But then we need to continually grow. That continuous motion. It's an everyday process. Amen. An everyday process. And that's what we're going to try to cover today. So let me give you a little analogy, so to speak. Everybody in here has been to the doctor a couple times in your life, probably. So when you go, you're sick or whatever you got going on, and he's going to tell you what's wrong with you, or should. I don't know about nowadays, but they tell you what's wrong with you, write you out a little prescription. You go get your medicine, and you go home, you put it on the shelf if you don't take the medicine. Then you get worse, right? The ailment you have doesn't go away. You have the knowledge. He told you what's wrong with you. And he gave you a way to fix it. But you didn't do it. That's what James is kind of hitting on here. You got a problem. We have a problem. We got a sin problem. Had a sin problem. Right? The doctor gave us Jesus Christ down that cross for you and I to fix that sin problem. Okay? And then he left this word behind for instructions on how to live, how to walk, Christ-like. But you got to do it. Okay, it's still ultimately you have to make a choice, and then you have to continually study up and read His Word, have that relationship, build that relationship. So that's what we're going to kind of talk about today. Many believers hear sermons weekly. Y'all probably waiting on when y'all going to hear one, huh? All right. Many believers read devotions daily. Many believers quote Scripture regularly. All that is good, but you got to continue from that. You never allow the Word to change your life. You have to let Christ take over. You have to develop. You can know all that stuff. You can know Scripture. You can do Bible studies. You can go to church. And we talk about that all the time. I say it a lot. That's one on my soapboxes. We play church good. Real good. We're good at that. But what's it look like on a daily basis? What's it look like? James says the danger is not ignorance alone. It is hearing without obeying it. You got to hear the Word. Then you got to obey it. Be doers of the Word. Christianity is more than hearing. James does not say hearing is unnecessary. We got to hear the Word. We got to hear it first. Okay? James does not say hearing is unnecessary. Hearing matters. Faith comes by hearing. And we hit on faith here in a little bit. But you got to have that faith. You got to hear it. Then you got to act on faith. We need preaching and teaching. We need all that stuff. We need church. We need Bible studies. We need the Word of God. We need all that. We need Bible study and discipleship. I can stop on discipleship. I think we do real good at listening to a sermon. I think overall, talking about in general, we do good about reading the Bible on the most part. But are we obeying it? And are we taking that and doing what He has called each one of us to do in discipleship, into discipleship? God never intended His Word to stop at our ears. You got to go beyond that. He intended it to reach our hearts and shape our actions. You receive it. You get it in here. Then it should do something. It should start developing, start growing, maturing you, making that transition into being Christ-like. What's being Christ-like? That's a different sermon. Getting His Word. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. That's a good start. Read the Gospels. Remember that bracelet that came out a long time ago? What would Jesus do? Every situation in your life, good or bad or ugly, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? Obedience is the evidence of spiritual maturity. I say a bunch of times, if you're a true Christian, you shouldn't have to advertise it verbally. Oh, I'm a Christian. I go to church every Sunday. Amen. They should know you're a Christian just by the way you carry yourself, your Christ-likeness. They should know. Now, don't say you don't stump your toe time to time. I don't need no help with that. Spiritually or physically. I got two left feet. I fall all the time. And here's a hang up. Now look, what I'm talking about is some good stuff. I'm not downing Bible study and all that stuff. I'm not downing none of that. That's good things. But it goes further than that. Many people measure your spirituality by your Bible knowledge. Your church attendance. your Christian vocabulary. Meaning, it sounds good. You look good. When you walk out today at 12 o'clock, or 1, whatever, we get out of here. When you walk out, what's it look like from that point forward the rest of the week? And stuff. Y'all look good now. Y'all look like Christians right now. Whatever that looks like. And I'm just joking. I'm glad you're here. You need to be here. That's part of it, but that's not all of it. That's not all of it. Maturity is revealed through maturity, which comes from obedience. You got to grow in Christ. Jesus taught this clearly in Matthew chapter 7. Darryl will throw it up on the board here in a minute. Y'all don't have to look it up. Jesus says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock." On the rock. "But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice," notice he's saying you got to do something with it, put it into practice, "it's like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat against the house. And it fell with a great crash." Have you noticed the one that takes God's word and does something with it and lives that Christian life, and the one who doesn't do anything with it, you notice they both face storms in life? You notice that? You're not exempt, Christians. You're not exempt from troubles, or whatever you want to call it, situations. But you got that solid rock foundation. The wise man heard the word, and he acted on the word. The foolish man heard the same word and ignored it. You know what? I heard a guy say a long time ago, and I don't know who it was. I use it a lot. I know the Bible. I study all the time. And we should. I know what the word says. You know what? So does Satan. Satan knows it. I go out on adventure and say he knows it better than most people, most Christians. The difference is he knows it, but he's not putting it to use. We need to know it and put it to use. And when you do, the truth, God blesses your actions. Truth applied changes lives. Knowing about forgiveness does not heal relationships unless we forgive. We talked about that before. That ain't easy to do. There's some people we don't like. But it don't make a difference what God said. You won't be forgiven? Guess what you got to do? You got to forgive. Knowing about prayer changes nothing unless we pray. You can know all about it, but are you doing it? And I get to say my favorite words. Are you doing it daily? Are you doing it all the time? Are you saturating yourself in prayer and God's word? That's what it takes. I found this, I don't do a lot of analogies because, anyway, I like to just come from God's word. But I tell you this. And I thought about a comedian that talks about having a gym membership. Why are we paying good money to pick up something heavy? I agree with him. But just think about the gym membership. I'm sure there's someone here that's like, I like to lift weights. Okay, good. If you have a membership and you make yourself healthy and exercise, but if you're a membership and you don't go, it don't do you any good. don't do any good. Amen. You can be a member of Oakhurst Full Gospel Church, but if you're not applying it in your everyday life, it don't mean nothing. Bible ownership does not equal spiritual growth. Obedience does. Now, I jokingly say a lot, you know, if everybody picked their Bibles up at one time and knocked the dust off of it, we had the biggest dust storm we ever seen. Don't let your Bible get dusty. I give you a heads up when I come visit so y'all can clean your Bibles up before I get there, so I won't call you out. So I don't God's going to bless your actions. He's going to bless you. That don't mean it's going to be all a bed of roses all the time. Don't misconstrue that either. But God's going to take care of you. So here's the danger of hearing without doing. We're deceiving ourselves. James says we can deceive ourselves spiritually. One of the easiest traps in Christianity is mistaking exposure to church and His Word without transformation. I heard a preacher say that transformation, those of y'all remember, I never got big into it, Transformers, remember that? They're totally different than what they, when they're robot or whatever. A relationship with Jesus Christ will totally transform you if you let it, and if you obey and do what He says. We assume, I'm putting all of us in the same category, not necessarily you specifically, but because we heard the truth, we live the truth. I need each and every one of y'all, including myself, not just today, but all the time, you need to look in that mirror. And ask God, look at yourself. Am I lining up with You? Am I living by Your Word? Am I lining up with You? We get complacent. We think, oh, we're good. But we need to daily check ourselves. Because we agree with the truth, we obey the truth. James compares God's Word to a mirror. And I kind of hit on that a little bit. When you look into the mirror, with Christ working on you, that transformation, the Bible shows your sin, your pride. Men, y'all got any pride? I got some sometimes, but anger. Anybody throws a fit sometimes? Bitterness. Jealousy. Fear. Unbelief. Those are questions you need to ask yourself. If you have any of those in your life, get rid of it. Give it to God. Turn it over to Him. Because the foolish person that looks in the mirror, looks into the mirror, sees the problem, walks away unchanged. You got to do something about it. You got to fix it. Give it to God. Don't walk away unchanged. Get that stuff out of your life as they come in. Don't let it, what's that my grandma called it? Don't let it fester. Don't let it build up. If you look in a mirror and you see dirt on your face, you turn around and walk away, you still got dirt on your face. You still got that sin. You still got that bitterness. You still got that anger. But if you look in the mirror and you wash your face and get that mud off or dirt, then you're getting back on track. People hear conviction from God but refuse to change. Now I know what you're supposed to say. I already know what you're going to ask. Why? I hadn't heard nothing from God. Why? Start with that question first. Maybe there's something issue that you do need to clean up, get rid of. God's not going to just come down and just, hey, John, don't do this no more. But that Holy Spirit he left behind when Jesus ascended back to heaven, the Holy Spirit lets you know, something ain't quite right. I need to do something about that, or don't do that again. And here's a big hang up too. I get on my soapbox again a little bit. Delayed obedience is often becomes disobedience. Do not wait until you by yourself clean yourself up, then come. Because you'd never get there. You would never get there. That song, Come As You Are, that's the truth. That's a real truthful song. Come as you are. Don't wait till you clean up. If you could clean yourself up, you wouldn't be dirty in the first place. The longer we ignore that conviction, then it becomes a little bit more numb, a distant memory, then it's still there. God speaks for a response, not merely reflection. Talking about the mirror deal. You see all this stuff we got going on. God wants you to do something. He wants you to respond to it. Hebrews 3:15 tells us today. He sang that song a while ago. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Don't wait till tomorrow, next week. After my crawfish bowl or whatever you got going on in your life, do it right now. Do it right now. Because you won't do it. It'll fade away. And I didn't say that. Scripture did. Hebrews. There it is. Do not harden your hearts. Has God called you to do something and you're scared to do it? Guess what? You're normal. Yeah. If you're not scared or a little afraid or uneasy, then I'd be worrying about you. God wants you to see how far you're going to step out and trust him. That's what it's about. That's what he's going to do. He's not going to give you all the answers. He's not going to give you everything all at one time. He'll guide you. He'll get you there. But back in James 1:25, verse 25, what we read, he calls Scripture the perfect law of liberty. The word says freedom means do whatever you want. Follow your feelings. Reject restraint. We live in a society, we always have, but since it's more prevalent now, we can do what we want to do. I go to church on Sunday and repent. I'm good to go. I got a license to sin. You don't. Just tell you now, you don't. Real freedom, though, with the Lord Jesus Christ in your life is freedom from sin, freedom from guilt, freedom from bondage, and freedom to live as God designed. That's the kind of freedom that God will provide for us, for you. Notice that James didn't say, blessed are the hearers. He says, blessed are the doers. Obedience brings peace, spiritual strength, growth, and deeper fellowship with God. Amen. Have you noticed when you go through, I call it stuff, when you go through stuff, when God gets you through the other side of it, you got a stronger little relationship going there. Amen. You can look back and reflect and say, hey, I went through a hard time, but God got me through it. Amen. Now, you might have scars and bumps and bruises and look bad when you come out of it, but you come through it. Amen. That's what he promised. He can get you through it, not unscathed, potentially, but he'll get you through it. I lost my spot. Hang on. John tells us, John 13:17. Now that you know these things, okay, you will be blessed if you do them. We know what to do. We got scripture. We got all that. We go to church. We do all that stuff. But now that you know that, what do you say? Be blessed if you do them. And small acts of obedience matter. I can't emphasize this enough. We want to see something big happen, right? Some big show. Obedience. Sometimes we think obedience must be dramatic. It's not necessarily. But daily obedience, let me tell you what daily obedience brings. I can't talk. Praying consistently. Speaking kindly. Remember, even people you don't like. Resisting temptation. Serving faithfully. Forgiving quickly. Here's the icing on the cake right here. Sharing the gospel boldly. Little acts of obedience builds strong disciples. Amen. You know, I like to ask questions. That's how I learn from questions. What has God already told you to do? What truth have you delayed obeying? So just think, what has he told you to do? What have you delayed? Where, what category am I spiritually deceiving myself? Those are some hard questions. But we need to ask them. Ask them. He makes it simple. Here's some practical steps. I got an easy map for you. Everything will be good. I promise. I'm joking. So. Read the Word daily. Y'all heard that before from up here. Not just for information, but transformation. You can have a PhD in the Bible, the Word of God. But if you don't apply it and use it, it's no good. Yeah. Brother Tommy back there told me he had two PhDs, a metal one and a wood one. Post hole diggers. He got two PhDs. Sorry, Tommy, I had to say that. I just thought about it. Are you reading the Word daily? Are you responding immediately when God convicts you? Apply one of them at a time. It's not a race. It's not a race. Slowly build that relationship with God. All y'all have been a Christian for a long time, and some of y'all have. I can tell. Look back at your walk with Christ. It should be a little bit more advanced than it was when you started. Should be. If it's not, you need to work on that. You need to grow. You need to grow in Christ. Here's a hard one. Stay accountable. When things are going good, be careful. Because something could be lurking around the corner. Don't get too overconfident. Be confident in Christ, but not overconfident. Many people admire Scripture but never submit to it. James calls us higher, not mere listeners, mere note takers, or mere church attenders, but doers. It's good to be a church member. It's good to do Bible studies. It's good to do all this stuff, but be doers of it. Got an opportunity. You can walk out this building and go to work immediately for Christ and spend all in, and you never leave the neighborhood. There's plenty of work out there. There's plenty of people that need to hear the Word of God, that need to hear His Word. And just, I close with this. What is the one thing God has already spoken to you that you need to obey today? Is there a sin you need to confess? Is there a person you need to forgive? Is there a calling you need to answer? And don't say, I don't have a calling. You got a calling. Bare minimum, spread the gospel. Say something. It is not dramatic. Pick up the phone, call somebody in need. Hey, Jesus loves you. And another hard one, a step of faith to take. If you got any of those categories, you got the opportunity to obey either correction or move forward with your relationship with Christ. The blessing is not in hearing the Word. The blessing is doing His Word. So I invite you, as musicians come forward. You got something you need to clean up? I don't know what that is. You don't need to know what that is. You and God. You can do it right where you're at. You can come up here and pray at these altars. Y'all stand. Y'all go ahead and stand. If you don't have Christ and you want to be a doer of the Word, I invite you today. Now's the day of salvation. Now's the day. You need to come talk to me, come talk to me. If you need to pray, pray. Whatever it is, be doers of the Word. In Jesus' name, dear Father, thank you for everything you've done for me. And for us, just thank you for your many blessings and just give us the confidence and the courage we need, Lord, to step out and be doers of your Word. And we give it all to you, Lord, just whatever that each situation may be, that you just take it and clean it up, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.